Welcome to Get Sleepy, the podcast where we listen, we relax, and we get sleepy. My name is Thomas. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. If you'd like to hear even more stories and meditations, then please consider subscribing to our supporters feed, Get Sleepy Premium. You'll have full access to our entire back catalogue with zero ads whatsoever. Plus, you'll get an extra, exclusive new episode every Thursday. Tomorrow, we'll have a relaxing story read by Sam as we embark on another dreamy visit to the Library of Time and learn about an ancient civilization based on an island in the Mediterranean. So, if you'd like to support us and to hear tomorrow's story and many more, you can sign up by going to getsleepy.com/support or just use the link in the show notes to find out more. Tonight's story will be read by TK. On a peaceful evening, we'll wander through the desert under the light of the moon, seeing how this world comes to life at night. This was an episode request from one of you wonderful listeners. And if there's an episode that you think would sound great on Get Sleepy, then reach out through our website or on social media and let us know. Before we begin, take a moment to relax your body and prepare your mind for sleep. If your thoughts begin to wander, that's perfectly fine. You're only at the beginning of a restful night. As time passes, your thoughts will drift farther and farther away. Go with them to a place where sleep comes easily, where the cares of the day are a distant memory. Feel your arms and legs grow heavy on the bed. Let your head sink down into your pillow and take a deep breath in. Hold it for just a second and then exhale. Continue to breathe at your own pace now. And on your next exhale, picture a tiny spark in your mind's eye. Hold it there and watch it flicker. See the spark dance on the back of your eyelids. Watch it move softly in that hidden place where only you can see. As you watch the spark, it's joined by others. Slowly at first. And with these flickering lights comes the gentle crackle of a campfire. With every pop and hiss, the fire sends those tiny sparks up into the air. They dazzle and dance for a few seconds before burning themselves out and joining the narrow plume of smoke emanating skywards.
you pick up a long stick laying at your feet and gently nudge the logs at the base of the fire in front of you. As the logs move slightly, the blaze finds new life and glows a more intense shade of orange. Looking around, you notice the other campers have already settled in for the night. Two are fast asleep in their green tent. The shadow of the flames plays against the backdrop of the canvas. Directly behind you stands your own tent, where a cozy sleeping bag lies waiting inside. You feel a yawn coming on and stretch your arms up and out as you give in to the needs of your body. It's been a long and fulfilling day. You and the others got up early this morning to catch the sunrise from the top of a nearby peak. Standing amongst the bristles of the pinyon pines on the ridge, you clanked your tin coffee cups together and said cheers, welcoming the new day. For the rest of the day, you hiked the high trails of the mountains here. You scrambled over dusty boulders and basked in the warmth of the summer sun, tempered by the cooler air that comes with altitude. You searched for the small, squat cones of the pinyon pines. They made you think of pine nuts and brought the hearty taste to the forefront of your mind. For some time, you sat on an overhang, looking at the wide, open desert sprawling out before you, flat and brown, reaching all the way to the horizon. The vastness of the desert provides a sense of wonder. While tall mountains and mighty redwoods remind you of your own small size, the desert shows the seemingly limitless space nature has to offer you. You're one small person with so much to explore right here at your fingertips. As evening approached, you and the others made your way down from the mountains. You crossed the lonely stream running down a shallow cleft in the hillside and stopped to rest beneath the overhanging branches of a blue palo verde. It's a tree with a spooky kind of grace about it. Long, spindly branches drooping down to the ground would make the perfect place for a secret hideout. You imagine the branches strung with fairy lights and a wooden plank gate to mark the way in. Sitting there, you could see out into the dry and barren world, but the leaves would obscure the view in. It would be a nice, secluded spot to while away the hours with a good book, or to return to the imagination of childhood and think of it as a lone pirate ship traversing the dangerous waters of a black sea. Perhaps it could be a fortress, and only you would know the way to breach its mighty walls. The thought of it made you smile and appreciate the way nature encourages one's imagination. After a rest, you and the others made your way back to camp. You had a good meal together and a steaming cup of hot cocoa to finish it off. As your companions headed off to bed, you found yourself still yearning for more. And so, you sit here by the fire now, watching the flames play against the velvety black of the night sky. At the edge of your vision, a soft light catches your attention. You turn and see a path through the desert illuminated by the pearly white glow of the moon. It beckons to you as it stretches out like a delicate veil draped over the shadowed ground. You stand, put your flashlight in your pocket, and walk in the direction of the path. While the moonlight is bright enough for you to see what's around you, there is a darkness that settles at the outskirts of your vision. The horizon is obscured, and anything off in the distance is left to your imagination. But with the muted nighttime color palette comes a heightened sense of sound and smell. You hear the crumbling of dirt and pebbles beneath your boots with every footfall, and the gentle rustling of a breeze through the leaves of a honey mesquite tree somewhere to your right. The same breeze carries an earthy, musky aroma of creosote emanating from a nearby bush. It's the smell of the Southwest, you think, of dry ground brought to life by the hint of rain and long days that fade to forgiving nights. You walk for several minutes until you come to a cactus garden, shining silver in the moonlight. Here, you pause for a moment. By your left foot is a small claret cup cactus. During the day, its bright reddish-orange blooms sit like small cups atop a bulbous green base. Long, thin, needle-like spikes stand out around the flowers. Beyond it is a beaver tail cactus made up of wide, flat paddles topped with pink blooms. This is related to another type of prickly pear cactus, the fruit of which can be used to make a delicious pink jelly to spread on toast. You can almost taste the sweet, tart flavor on your tongue. Near the beaver tail is a large barrel cactus. Chartreuse blooms dot its top, and large curving spines surround the green flesh of the plant in a protective web. Several smaller barrel cacti line it on either side. They haven't formed their blooms yet, and you wonder when the gentle flowers will grace the crowns of these otherwise formidable plants. Nearest to you is a desert lily, with a large white flower and a silver stripe. While many people go in search of desert lilies in the daytime, it's a plant that is especially fragrant at night. It's a secret, shared only with those who venture out to explore the desert beneath the stars. The scent reminds you of a fine perfume, dabbed lightly on the skin. It's sweet, but not overpowering. Behind the fragrance of the lily is the aroma of the desert itself. The arid climate proves too harsh for many plants, and those that do survive here are hardy and adaptable. As a rainforest smells of green and growing things, the desert smells of rock and stone. There's the saltiness of granite and the woody sweetness of a smoke tree in bloom. A dry dustiness underlies it all, tinged with the subtle scent of herbs and sage. With that thought playing in your mind, you leave the cactus garden behind. As you walk, you listen to the sounds of the desert at night. It's quiet, but even the smallest noises travel long distances here across the wide open landscape. A jackrabbit hops softly from bush to bush. To your left, a pair of geckos stand perfectly still on top of a large rock. It seems that time freezes here in the desert. Hours stretch on beyond the confines of a clock. You can walk seemingly forever and come to many places that look like where you're standing now. At least, that's how it seems to the casual traveler who comes to these sandy grounds for a day or maybe a week. The sun rises, the sun sets. The moon comes out alongside the stars and transforms a daytime world to one of night. As the minutes and hours pass, the cycle starts anew, with a reddish glow upon the horizon. But the days and nights begin to blend together. Seasons change, but the change seems more subtle to those who don't know how to read the wind that brings the passing storms and clouds of dust. It's almost as though the desert is the clock of time. The hands on a supernatural watch that show the passage of millennia. The ages are written in the very foundation of this place. What once were sedimentary deposits are now rock, transformed with time and pressure from sandstone to quartzite and limestone to marble. The ground hardened as centuries passed, and new life sprang up above it. Off in the distance, you hear the yips and howls of coyotes in the hills. They're just one of the intrepid mammals that call this place home. There are skunks and bobcats, too. Tucked away in the folds of rocks and cliffs, sometimes traversing the deep washes that break up the otherwise flat ground. As you walk, you turn your eyes to the sky and the blanket of stars above your head. They twinkle endlessly in white and gold. The sky is clear here. No clouds obscure the view. There, off in the distance, you spot the red planet Mars. It rests completely still against the black sky. It doesn't twinkle, but glows a steady, solid red. You spot its red cousin, the alpha star Betelgeuse, a supergiant floating in space 642 light-years away. It's one shoulder of the mighty hunter Orion, standing opposite the smaller star Bellatrix. Down to his feet, you trace a line and come to Rigel, bright and bold. Many know this constellation. but you wonder how many can name the stars that make the whole. The sound of your footsteps on the firm ground brings you back to your place on Earth, to this desert landscape, and the trail of moonlight leading you through it. Before long, you happen upon a grove of ocotillo plants. Some stand just higher than your head, but others tower above you, 10, 15, or even 20 feet tall. These shrubs have many long, thin arms that grow out from the center near the ground. Each arm is covered in small thorns and tiny, waxy green leaves, evidence of a recent rain. Ocotillo is sometimes known by its other name, candlewood, for the flame-like red flowers that bloom on the tips of the arms. In the daytime, during a bloom, they appear as branches on fire with vibrant color and stand out against the muted brown of the surrounding area. At night, the thorns and skin of the plant are white in the moonlight. You're awestruck by its towering presence. Things always seem bigger at night, you think? Your shadow, stretched and thin, intermingles with that of the ocotillo standing 10 feet away. Two black shapes become one on the ground. You raise your right hand and touch the tips of three of your fingers together, creating the head of a wolf, like a shadow puppet on the wall. You make it howl at the shadow of the ocotillo. As you curve your fingers, its ears go back, and its mouth opens as you bring your fingertips apart. With your other hand, you make a companion, and the two wolves now howl at one another and the moon in the shadows on the ground. Your unusual games have attracted the attention of a curious nightjar. You've never seen one of these little nocturnal birds before. It's perched on a branch of the ocotillo, watching you play out this shadow scene. A mighty owl soars low overhead and casts an even greater shadow on the ground. It has such large and powerful wings that you feel the current of air left in its wake as it passes. You decide it's time to move on from this place. You don't want to disturb the owl's nightly rounds. You continue on the path as it leads you past mesquite and creosote, past catclaw and desert willow, fan palm and agave. Step by step, you begin to lose all sense of time. The night surrounds you with its gentle touch. And then, off in the distance, a small spark catches your eye. As you draw near, you realize it isn't a spark, but the campfire you left when you first began this moonlit walk. From here, you can just make out the outline of the green tent and your own orange one. Then, the ring of stones surrounding the fire fades into view. The thought of your tent and the sleeping bag inside makes you yawn once again. After it passes, a wave of sleepiness washes over you. The adventures of the day are catching up to you, and you realize you are getting tired. Before you return to your campsite, though, you want to take one final moment to enjoy the quiet beauty of the desert at night. You close your eyes and realize there's very little difference in light between the world and the backs of your eyelids now. They are both dark and at rest. You hear the coyotes singing their songs to the hills, and the hills responding with the rustling branches of a pinyon pine. You smell the flowers of the smoke tree and the musty aroma of the creosote and sage. A breeze lifts the ends of your hair and tickles your face, sending a small shiver down your body. The cozy warmth of your sleeping bag is calling. You open your eyes once again and follow the path of moonlight to the bright shimmer of the campfire at the end. The fire has died down some in the time you were gone. It's now more embers and ash than a burning flame, but it still gives off enough warmth to keep the tents cozy through the night. You unzip your tent and crawl inside. You take off your hiking boots and gently slide your feet to the bottom of your sleeping bag. You wiggle your toes. It's warm and toasty. You reach up and zip the tent closed, but you leave the rain flap open so you can have a clear view of the night sky above. Orion has shifted his position since you last looked. Now he's at the edge of your view. But you can see other constellations making their nightly trek across the sky. Another yawn brings your stargazing to an end, and you let your eyelids close. They feel heavy now, and it's comfortable to shut them. In the dark envelope of your eyes, coyotes jump and play on a rugged hillside. An owl and a nightjar fly overhead. Tall ocotillo plants cast long shadows over the land. You're grateful for the time you've spent in this place, for the new sights you've seen. You're grateful to the moon for illuminating your path and showing you the world at night. With darkness comes rest, and you happily begin your journey into the world of dreams.